This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
It's 10:30. Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Jim Huer, Brian Hoffman, subbing in for Frank Cusimano, who joins us now live from Boston. Good morning to you, Frank. And first off, how has Boston treated you overnight?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, it seems like every time I'm in this city, two things happen. The weather is crappy, and a Boston team beats a St. Louis team. I feel like I'm back in October at the World Series.
We don't need any more of that. Let's get started with you. News is coming out that looks like Robert Thomas might not play.
Yeah, we're at the skate right now. It's 11:30 Eastern time. And Robert Thomas is not on the ice, but I will say this, he has not practiced in a couple of weeks anyway. Even though he's played, he has not practiced with a team, you know, maybe a maintenance issue. And if he is out, then I think Robbie Fabry, who's on the ice, will be in. It's been a while since Robbie Fabry has played. It was, I believe it was game four, Dallas was the last time he's played, but he's been, you know, skating every day, and it's not like the guy's forgotten how to play hockey. So if that move happens, that would be interesting. The Boston Bruins were just on the podium, and everybody was talking about the Krug hit. And, of course, they all defended it and said it was a clean hit and just playing hockey.
I do have to commend you. I caught your interview with Doc Emrick yesterday, and that was pretty cool to listen to him tell his story. I don't know all of his story, but I enjoyed that. That had to be kind of fun to sit down with one of the guys who's really a true professional.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. In fact, a big chunk of that interview is going to air tonight on our pregame show at 6:30. But he's just fascinating. You know, I admire a guy who's such a wordsmith, and he makes all of his verbs come alive. And, you know, the name Doc, it's not like Julius Erving. Like, he's a PhD. I mean, how many people in our business, Jim and Brian, actually decided to get a master's and then get a PhD?
I mean, Rammer has an honorary doctorate from Lindenwood, doesn't he?
He should.
Yeah. I think he does. Absolutely. So that might be the only other one.
The other interesting thing here today is if the Blues make a move on defense. Vince Dunn is out here, and, you know, to my untrained eye, he looks like he's absolutely fine. So I think there's a legitimate chance that Dunn could play tonight, and then it's really a difficult decision. I mean, when he got hurt, Carl Gunnarsson was first man up. But Gunnarsson's been pretty steady. Joel Edmondson is coming off a brutal game one, and I'm wondering if Edmondson could be the guy, or is it Robert Portuzzo? Those are three ideas that coach has to toss around, and we'll probably find that out not for another 45 minutes when he addresses the media. But it could not only just be the Robert Thomas Fabry move, it could be a move on defense, or maybe it could be neither. Maybe he just sticks with what he's got.
I'm curious, Frank, is just, boy, he had a really bad game one, Joel Edmondson. I do wonder, even if he plays, do you limit his time on the ice? Because he seemed to be the guy who was biting on the bait that the Bruins give throughout the games, trying to force bad decision-making.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because you would certainly say that skill-wise and what he's done for the team over the last couple of years, Edmondson has been, you know, the best of the three, better than Gunnarsson and better than Bertuzzo. But when you have that type of shaky of an outing, Boston's going right after him, and who knows, you know, could become a mental thing and gets really jittery. But we'll find out. He may be absolutely fine tonight, but it's an interesting thing because he's been a solid player for the Blues over the years.
Frank, what did you take out of yesterday and media meeting with the players? We just played that clip of Binnington talking about the hit and Torrey Krug. That seemed to get a big chuckle from the media.
Yeah. Binnington is a man of few words, but sometimes he's, you know, do I look nervous? And he must be on something, kind of sums him up. Yeah. You know, we're all in that media room, and he said that. He had a huge chuckle. It was, you know, it was definitely, I call it the best soundbite of the day. There's no doubt about it. The rest of the Blues interviews was simply, hey, you know, we've been in this situation quite a few times. In fact, in the last series against San Jose, we were the team that was in last place. We're not going to get nervous. We're not going to get worried. And, you know, now, I'll tell you what, if they lose tonight by 9:45, then you should be nervous and you should be worried. Here's the stat of the day. 51 times in NHL history, a team went up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Final, and 46 of those times, that team won.
Wow.
So it's, you know, I just talked to Barry Melrose for television, and he said, yeah, it'll be over if the Blues can't win tonight. But I tell you, it's interesting. To a man, we talked with Don Cherry and with Barry Melrose and with Joe Micheletti. Everybody's got a pretty good feel that the Blues are going to come out and play a really good game tonight.
What was Don wearing?
He had on a black and silver kind of crystal, like almost like a four-stripe, pinstripe suit. And in fact, I asked him about the clothing, and he takes it to – this is amazing. He takes it – he goes to a fabric store, and then he grabs the fabric, and then he takes that fabric to a tailor, and then the tailor makes his suits.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort to put into something that he wears on a regular basis.
He is very dynamic in his dress. There's no doubt about that.
Another thing, too, is every one of these guys, hockey people are just the nicest people in sports. I mean, they're just, you can't compare it to anybody else in terms of former players, broadcasters. They're just the sweetest people. A lot of them grew up in, you know, small Canadian farm towns. They appreciate what they've gotten in life, and they're just good people.
Did Martin invite you to his boat, by the way?
Good question.
The yacht? I'm telling you.
I think it's a boat. I'm not sure if it's a yacht. Yacht seems, I've seen a photo of it. Yacht seems, you're being nice.
Well, we were feeling for him last night because the weather is horrible and it's raining. We're thinking Martin on this yacht. I don't know.
Oh,
he is wearing a kind of a Thurston Howell look today. He's got a little Escot and he's wearing a hat. He looks like kind of like a captain of a yacht.
Wait, like a sailing hat? Like what?
Yeah, he's just walking, and he's got dock shoes right now.
I really hope this is true.
This is awesome. And the other thought was, how was the dinner last night?
Good question.
Oh, boy.
Also needed.
Limoncellos. In the North End, it was absolutely insane. Their homemade meatballs, as good as I've ever had. I had a seafood pasta with mussels and clams. Oh, it was spectacular. Yeah, one of my favorite places of all time. Limoncello's North End in Boston.
Frank, I'm curious. We've kind of gone into the issues with the Blues injuries following Game 1 and during Game 2 tonight. For Boston, has there been any speculation about Zdeno Chara and what might have happened on the puck off the arm?
You know, I've not heard anything on that regard on the Boston end. Most of the talk today with the Boston players was just about the Krug hit. That's about it. Oh, here's one little nugget. Mm-hmm. They have a flag ceremony where somebody waves the Boston Bruin flag. And for game one, they had the 2011 Stanley Cup team do it. There's talk for game two, although nothing is official, that Tom Brady could be doing it. And I can imagine the roar of that crowd. I mean, if Robert Kraft gets a standing ovation, well, Tom Brady should get a little bit more.
Oh, man. Wow, that's Boston doing what Boston does. Wow, very interesting. And what about tonight? What time will you guys get started on Channel 5?
We'll have our pregame show beginning at 6:30, and you'll hear, you know, extended interviews with Bob Plager. And with Doc Emrick, we'll have Jeremy Rutherford and Bob Plager with me for the whole half hour. So we're excited.
And you have a prediction for us what we're going to see tonight from the Blue Note?
I think the Blues are going to win. I absolutely think this is going to be a 1-1 series.
I like it. Frank, thanks for the time. We'll let you get after it and watch practice and get in that locker room. But we'll expect you to bring home a 1-1 series, and we'll see you later on Friday.
Okay, boys. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You got it. Frank Cusumano live from Boston with us. And see, he's confident. He's there. He's got a good feel for what's going on in that locker room. I'm not surprised, but see, even though the Robert Thomas news of him possibly not going tonight, everyone is positive. Don't panic. Don't panic, Blues fans. Things are going to be okay. This team's going to come out and play good hockey this evening. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. I'm Jim Hewer, Brian Hoffman alongside. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got much more. But first, Brian, you need to tell me about?
Well, we're the Bomarito Automotive Group, Jim, Missouri's number one automotive group. Visit bomarito.com to take a look at their online and inventory of both used and pre-owned, or used and new cars, rather, new and pre-owned cars. And check out where all their dealers are. They have a dealership near you, bomarito.com, and McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals through the entire month of May during their Memorial Day sales event. Buy a new McBride home in May, and you'll receive between $2,000 and $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings and move in before the end of summer. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for more information. And, of course, Frank was on the Maryville University listener line. Visit Maryville.edu for more information.
Take a break. Much more on the way after this.